Noah Hyles back with us, Post-Gazette. He talked one-on-one with Paul Skeens after Paul's start in Colorado this weekend. Noah also is here to react to what Dan Zangrilli said with us yesterday. Dan saying that the Pirates are trying to sign Paul Skeens to an extension.
So those eyebrows go up a little bit when we said that?
Noah, is that what you've heard? Are they making any progress there? What's the latest on that?
I haven't heard a ton on that front. I sent a couple of texts after that came out on your airwaves. Haven't heard anything back on it. That's
called doing due diligence on your part. I like that. That's good reporting.
That's not me refuting anything that Dan reported. My thought was, let's try to figure out what's going on from the other side. So I tried to guess where Dan might have heard that and try to go from the other side to see what they have to say on it. But haven't heard anything back. I might hear something back in the next, you know, couple of days or so, but don't have a ton of thoughts on it before I hear something back.
I mean, I guess to your, you say you don't have a ton of thoughts till you hear back. I mean, how long or how much of a priority has it been, or how much has it been mentioned in the background since basically the minute he came up to the big club, broadly speaking?
I mean, I got the impression that that wasn't something they were really pressed on getting done. I think the consensus was that this was going to be something very difficult to achieve, and that before they could get that done, they needed to do other things like win in 24 and in 25. I thought that was always kind of the focus. And to my understanding, it was after they win a little bit, that's when they can sell Skeens on the idea of an extension. That hasn't happened.
How much do you think not winning is starting to wear on him? Like, he's starting to talk trick. It's like a tap being barely turned on, but he's absolutely starting to talk about, hopefully we do this better, hopefully we do that a little bit better. To what degree do you sense that, if at all, wearing on Paul Skeens right now?
Oh, it absolutely wears on him. And it wears on any one of those athletes in his caliber, on his level. Those guys who are the best in their sport. I don't think Paul would be thrilled if he was on the Dodgers and they were in last place, or if the team had the highest payroll in baseball and they were still struggling. I don't think the circumstances matter. The guy just hates losing. That's all he talks about, is wanting to win here in Pittsburgh, wanting to win. And they don't do a whole heck of a lot of it. So I think that bothers him a ton, and it should. It should bother everyone on that team.
But I will say, though, Noah, about those two scenarios, the Dodgers versus the Pirates. If a team tries and spends and loses, you can say at least we like put the effort in. Some of the things he has said both to Zangrilli a couple weeks ago and then to you in Denver, I thought implied like, hey, I don't feel like we're doing everything we can to win. Thoughts?
Yeah, I guess you could take it away from that. I think it's more just a reaction of whatever we've done recently hasn't worked.
Well, so he said to you, we didn't see a lot in terms of major league acquisitions at the deadline. That made me feel like he was thinking or hoping that there would be some major league acquisitions at the deadline.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he just wants to see, like he said in the interview, he wants to see the offense improve. And when you listen to the rhetoric coming out of the organization leading up to the trade deadline, it was all about improving the offense. And then when the trade deadline expires, it's okay, well, we made the farm system better and we cleared up money. And those two things are going to allow us to improve the offense now. So I think he's just kind of reacting, being like, all right, if that's what you say it's going to take for us to get some bats in here, cool, go do it. I think that was his big takeaway there was, you know, we had to win on the margins this year, and that was the reason behind whatever went down last offseason. And you said there might be some offensive upgrades coming. I don't see any in the clubhouse right now, but you say there's more room to spend and get established hitters here. So, cool. Go do it. I'm ready for it.
What do you think is the disparity or gap between – I'm asking you to kind of guess a little bit here, Noah, so I apologize – between the Paul Skeens – that we hear in front of the cameras say the things that we're breaking down and analyzing, and to whatever extent this exists, the Paul Skeens behind closed doors talking to Ben Cherington or the principals at this franchise about the future of this franchise in terms of tone and how he speaks?
Yeah, It's funny that you bring this up, because I was actually talking with someone within the organization about this, and they said even when he's having, you know, like an end of year meeting, he doesn't have like exclusive, like, this is what I think we should do type meetings. I know some people think that that should be something he gets access to, but yeah. To my understanding, those haven't happened just yet. But anytime he does talk with Charrington or whoever else, an authority figure, the source told me that it's, you're reminded of his military background. He's very engaged, like respectful, more listening than saying what he has on his mind. It's just, he's just there to learn, and he just wants to learn how this team's going to get better. That's his only concern here. He doesn't care how it happens, if it's through a whole bunch of people developed internally, or if it's free agents, if it's trades. I don't think he really cares, as long as it happens. So from what I've heard, every time that that conversation comes up behind closed doors, it's not like he's more animated or loud or vocal. It's the very similar guy to what you see when we talk to him. He's just straight to the point. He listens, and he just wants to learn.
Noah Hyles, Post-Gazette, on the Pirates. Yes.
I have one more. Noah, can you just very briefly, sorry, Pony, can you just take us on a brief 30-second tour of what happened Friday night at Coors Field? I would imagine that on these, look at you, you just look like I just asked you to basically relive something traumatic. What exactly was it like being in that park in 30 seconds or less for that 17-16 game?
Well, I mean, when they score 9 runs in the first inning, you think, cool, I'm going to file my story and have it done by halfway through the game. But you just kind of got the feeling with the way this season's going. I honestly wasn't even fazed by that loss. That was just another drop in the bucket.
Thanks, Noah. We'll talk again soon.
Bye, Noah.
See you guys.